May marks bleak month for the TSP, by Karen Rutsick, Krutsick at govexic.com. Far out of the five basic funds in the thrift savings plan lost money in May, with only the fail-safe government securities GE fund making gains. The GE fund, which is invested in short-term U.S. Treasury securities specially issued to the TSP, gained 0.44% last month, bringing its 12-month total growth to 4.6%. Administrators of the TSP, a $180 billion 401k-style retirement savings plan for federal employees, designed the GE fund to provide investors with a higher return than the rate of inflation without any serious risk from market fluctuations. Often, this means a GE fund is the lowest earner, but in down cycle months such as May, its stability makes it a star. Despite a poor performing month, most of the TSP funds retain positive gains for the year. The F fund, however, composed of fixed income bonds, fell 0.09% in May, and now has a 12-month loss of 0.38%. The biggest loser last month was the S fund, which invests in the stocks of small and mid-sized American companies. That fund lost 4.36% in May, though its 12-month total earnings are still at 17.73%, making it the second-highest earning fund. A somewhat volatile pick, the S fund was the highest earner just 2 months ago, when it brought in 3.84% growth for March. International stocks, represented in the I fund, also performed poorly in May, losing 3.87%. The fund, which invests in stocks in Europe, Australia and some countries in Asia, is still the highest 12-month earner with a 28.92% growth. The C fund, or Common Stocks Fund, which tracks Standard & Poor's 500 index of stocks in the largest domestic companies, lost 2.87% in May. The C fund's 12-month earnings are at 8.68%. Since last summer, the TSP also has offered life cycle L funds, which are blends of the five basic funds that automatically grow more conservative as investors age. All L funds lost ground in May, with the riskier mixed funds designed for younger investors losing the most. L2040, intended for employees with a target retirement date around the year 2040, lost 2.87%. The L2030 fund dropped 2.45%. The L2020 lost 2.06%. The L2010 decreased 1.31%. And the L income, designed for employees with planned retirements in the very near future, was down 0.33%.